弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很快九月了，今天九月一号。
Time flies, it's already September 1st.
我们夏天已过，秋天来到。
Summer is almost over, the fall is coming upon us.
学生要开始要开学了。
And the students are about to begin their school year.
那我们要收回我们的心，也来好好的在剩下的这一段时间。我们来注视我们今年教会的主题意向与使命。
Now we're focused once again, focus our heart onto the focus of our church's theme this year, vision and mission.
因为如果我们活在地上，我们失去了那一个属天的意向，那我们不知道我们活着干嘛。
If we live on the earth without this heavenly vision, we wouldn't know what we are here for.
圣经说我们个人偏行己路。
God says each person has gone astray.
对，我们如羊走迷。
Like sheep going astray.
神他创造亚当夏娃不是闲的没事捏两个泥娃娃好玩。
God created Adam and Eve and not as dolls just to for pleasure.
他有一个荣耀的盼望与旨意在人的身上。
He has a glorious hope and purpose for human beings.
可惜的是，人犯罪了。
Unfortunately, the human being,
mankind fell. 从那一天起，一个犯罪的人只知道为他自己而活。
From that day on, a sinned human being only knows to live for himself.
因为我们跟神断了，我们那个关系没有了。
We have no longer gotten the relationship with God.
但是神不因为人的失败，他的旨意就不能实现。
But God's purpose persists despite human sin.
所以他打发他的儿子来到地上，为人的罪来舍命，付了最高的代价。
Therefore, he sent his son onto the earth to sacrifice himself with the heaviest price.
你就可以知道神为着达成他的旨意，他最高的代价都愿意出。
So you see, for his own purpose to be accomplished, God is willing to pay the heaviest price.
对，所以我们刚刚在一起擘饼来纪念主，就是我们来承认主啊，你为了我们的罪付上最高的代价，因为你在我们每一个人身上都有一个荣耀的旨意。
So we just broke the bread to remember our God, and this is to admit that we know, God, you have a glorious purpose on each one of us.
那最近我跟弟兄姊妹交通的那一个人，圣经的人物是约书亚。
Recently, the character that I'm sharing with you in the Bible is Joshua.
那我上个主日跟弟兄姊妹交通的这个一。这个约书亚的前一半就是他看见的意象是什么
Last Sunday I shared with you about the first part of Joshua's life, the vision he received.
那今天我们就要把这个下半部就是他的使命是如何完成的
Today I'm going to share with you the second part, which is how is his mission accomplished?
盼望借着这个神的仆人给我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够看出来当年神在以色列人身上所做的工作今天在新约的时代要做在我们每一个基督徒的身上
Hopefully by this servant of God, his life and his mission that we are able to see we are able to do the work of God that he did among the Old Testament peoplethoday on the New Testament time.
所以我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
我们先看约书亚记。
First, let's turn to Joshua.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
有没有
?Joshua chapter 1.
没有应该是有的。约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter
1. 对。如果你 你在那里找一找哈，找到我们就应该是有的。那如果弟兄姊妹没有圣经，你就听我念。你有圣经的话，请你打开来。
If you have your Bible, please turn your Bible to Joshua 1. If not, just listen to us.
这里这段圣经是讲到啊，这个摩西死了，他的使命完成了，现在就由他的这个接班人约书亚来，神跟他讲，我要你下面做什么。
So these scripture passages talk about after Moses died and accomplished his mission on earth, now his successor Joshua, God is telling him what to do.
好，我们两个人轮流，好吗
？Let's read from the pulpit. We take turn reading from the pulpit.
约书亚第一章第一节，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说
，Joshua 1:2。Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, to the sons of Israel.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites,And as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory.
你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
好，我们跳到第五章。
Then we'll go to chapter 5.
我们要念第五章的第十三节到十五节。
We'll read verses 13 to 15 from chapter 5.
对，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们的呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？
He said, No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, What has my Lord to say to his servant?
耶和华的军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照样行了。我们再读几处哈，就是
we'll read a few more.
对，现在我们来到第四章，就是约书亚记的第四章。
Joshua chapter 4.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
四章三节，吩咐他们说，你们从这里，从约旦河中，祭司脚站定的地方，取12块石头，带过去，放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。
Says, and command them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.
第五节到第九节。
And verses 5-9.
对他们说，你们下约旦河中过到耶和华你们神的约柜前头，按着以色列人12个支派的数目，每人取一块石头扛在肩上。
Verse 6. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, What do these stones mean to you?
第七节，你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水 在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there.
第九节，约书亚另把十二块石头立在约旦河中，在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方，直到今日，那石头还在那里。好，我们再跳到十，我们暂时就读这么多吧。
Okay, we'll just finish here for now.
对，稍微复习一下，约书亚他所看见的异象是什么？我们上个主日讲的。
Let's briefly review the vision Joshua received that we talked about last week.
我们知道以色列人出来两百万人出了埃及以后。
We understand that these 2 million Israelites after they left Egypt.
摩西就带领他们来到了西乃山。
Moses led them to Mount Sinai.
神把十条诫命跟后来建会幕的事情启示给以色列人。
God gave them the Ten Commandments and all the future visions, and He revealed those to the Israelites.
然后神就带领他们往前走。
And God led them forward.
本来这条路两年就可以毕业了。
The path should have been completed in just 2 years.
神就带他们来到了这一个约这个应许之地的南端。
And God led them to the southern end of the promised land.
就打发了十二个探子，每一个支派派一个代表去这一个应许之地，来看一看这个地是怎么一回事。
God sent 12 spies, one from each tribe, and representing the people to go spy out the land.
这十二个人就进去看了四十天。
So the 12 spies went into the promised land for 40 days. 带了
一大串的葡萄从里面回来。
They carried back a huge cluster of grapes.
然后十二个人做报告。
And they reported to the people.
今天我们也有六个人要做报告。
Well, today we also will have 6 people giving us a report later.
这是我们第二个部分。
This is part 2 of today's.
应该说第三个部分。今天我们的聚会第一个部分是波饼，第二个部分讲到，第三个部分是印度回来的弟兄姊妹要做一个报告。
So today's gathering, the first part is the Holy Communion, the second part is the sermon, and the third part will be a report of our missionaries, short-term missionaries to India.
对。最后一个部分是大家很盼望的，就是吃顿饭。
And the last part is what we all hoped for, that's the barbecue.
所以我们大家有很好的盼望在前面。
So we have a beautiful hope before us.
那这个他们报告的时候，我们上次说了，有十个人说地方是很好，牛奶鱼蜜之地，但是。
The ten of when they reported to the people, ten of the spies said, "Yes, it's a beautiful land with milk flowing with milk and honey." But,
但是什么
？What is the but?
那里住的人都是高头大马。
But the people there are giants.
我们跟他比的话，那我们真是太小了。
We are so tiny compared to them.
我们是他们的食物。
We would be food for them,
我们没有办法打过他们的。
There's no way we can defeat them.
那另外两个人就是约书亚跟加勒。
But the remaining two, that's Joshua and Caleb.
他们看到同样的事情。
They saw the same things.
但是他们的结论不一样。
But they had a different conclusion.
他们说什么
？What did they say?
是牛奶与蜜之地，一点都没错。
Indeed, it is a truly a place flowing with milk and honey.
这一大串的葡萄就是最好的证明。
This cluster of grapes is the best evidence.
那里的这些人高头大马，也不错。
Yes, indeed, those people there are giants.
但是他们是我们的食物。
However, they are our food.
因为与他们同在的那些偶像，那些神明都已经消失了。
Because the idols and gods with them have disappeared.
神若喜悦我们，我们可以把他们拿下来。
If God is pleased with us, we are able to conquer them.
好，这是这两个人的报告。
And these are the report of these two people.
所以你可以看到异象。
So you can see the vision.
十个人看到的东西跟两个人看到的是完全相反的。
It's completely opposite between the ones seen by the ten spies versus the two.
十个人所看见的是从什么角度看？
What those ten spies saw was from which perspective?
啊，人的角度。
They saw from the perspective of a human.
他们只看到那些人太可怕了。
They only saw those people were terrible.
高头大马，我们哪里是他们的对手呢？
They were so big. How can we be opponents to them?
我们是他们的食物。
We would be their food.
啊，那我们死在他们手里，还不如回到埃及，死在那里还好一点。
Rather than dying in their hands, we might as well turn back.
他们所有的一切的观点，都是从什么角度来看？
So their opinion came from which angle?
自己的角度
self
可是另外两个人呢
however the other two
他看到同样的东西
they saw the same thing
为什么有相反的结论呢
why did they make different conclusions
差别在一个点上
there was one difference
圣经说神为他们两个人做见证的时候他们两个人有不同的spirit different spirit 不 有一个灵是你们没有的
The Bible says God testified for them that they have a different spirit which you don't have.
那个灵是什么？就是他们站在神的角度看，不是站在他们个人的角度来看。
That spirit is that they are standing at the from the God's perspective, not from humans' perspective.
神如果喜欢我们，神会带我们进去，他们是我们的食物。
If God is pleased with us, God will lead us into the promised land, and they are our food.
换言之
In other words,
他们越大，我们的面包怎么样？越大。
The bigger they are, the bigger our bread.
对吧？可是这些人十个人看着呢，不行，他们越大，我们越小，我们死定了。
But those ten people, the spies, what they saw was that, oh, the bigger they are, the tinier we are, so we're dead.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
神给我们每一个人都在地上走，走这一趟短暂的人生的路。
God gives each one of us this life on earth, a short life.
可惜大部分的人都是像圣经所说的我们都如羊偏行几路各走各的你看怎么好你就怎么走
Unfortunately, most of us are like what the Bible says like sheep going astray and walking our own ways
所以我们永远不懂神在我们身上是什么旨意
We never know the purpose of God in us
我们只知道我喜欢什么我要什么
We only know what I like, what I want
所以我们跟神的旨意就怎么讲分道扬镳各走各的
That's why we're miles away from God's will and purpose
好那么等到这件事情这个神非常的愤怒说你们既然不要去你们就永远不能去这块我给你们祖宗的这块应许之地
So God was very angry about this matter and saying, well, since you don't want to enter the promised land very well, then you don't get to enter.
只有这两个人怎么样？他们可以去。
Except these two people, they will enter the promised land.
这是那一次他们所发生的一件大悲剧。那一代的人差不多从埃及出来的20岁以上的都死在旷野，在旷野漂流了。38年浪费了他们一生。
That was the biggest tragedy at that time, that the whole generation of that people died in the desert and the wilderness, and they wasted their life.
这是一个大悲剧。
That was a big tragedy.
好，那么现在第二代起来了。
Now the second generation arose.
那神就带了这第二代的人，就把约书亚叫来。
So God let these people of the second generation and asked Joshua to come forward.
这就是我们刚刚读的第一段圣经。
So that was the first passage we just read.
这是约书亚看见的第二个重大的异象。
So that was the second major vision that Joshua received.
神就对约书亚说，前面摩西已经死了，现在我要把使命交给你了。
God said to Joshua that Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise.
那什么是约书亚的使命呢
？So what was Joshua's mission？
我们刚刚念的第二节。
We read verse 2.
现在你要起来和众百姓抵过约旦河。
So they say, now therefore arise, cross this Jordan. That was the first mission. Cross this Jordan.
第二，往我所要给以色列人的地去。
And the second is that you and all these people to the land which I am giving to them.
凡你们脚掌所踏过的地，我都给你们。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you.
那神给他们画了一个大的边界。
So God drew a huge border line for them.
我不知道有多少人读了这一段话的时候，好好把圣经地图打开来看看这块地有多大。
I don't know how many of you, after reading this passage, actually opened the Bible to look at the map and see how big this land was.
你知道这一次七月份这些美国大学生反犹主义的时候唱了一条歌不是吗？
You know this song that the anti-Semitism students sang,
Hamas 唱的是什么
in July, what was that?
From the river to the sea.
So the Hamas, those students supporting Hamas were singing from the river to the sea.
那他们心目中的 river 就是 Jordan River.
The river they were talking about was the Jordan River.
是吧然后一直到 sea 就是地中海
and the sea is the Mediterranean sea
就是指现在我们看到的那一块以色列所住的那块地
so they're talking about the land that the current day Israelites are living
但神说的比那个大多了
but what God said was much bigger than that land
你注意看
pay attention
第四节
verse 4
有没有啊还是没有有的啦只是已经失踪了对有的
so,
好第四节怎么说
verse 4
一章四节从旷野和这黎巴嫩在哪里啊
Joshua 4 says from the wilderness and this Lebanon where is Lebanon
黎巴嫩就在以色列的北端就是现在哈斯巴拉
It's to the north of Israel, which is current day Hezbollah, where they live.
对，就是今天的黎巴嫩。
So this is modern day Lebanon.
对，从这个地方，对吧？这是指的这旷野。
From the wilderness and this Lebanon.
一直到伯大拉河。
Even as far as the great river, the river.
幼发拉底。
Euphrates.
对吧？哎，我要考考你们的地理了哈。
So I want to test you for your geography.
幼弗拉底河在哪里
Where is the river Euphrates?
啊在他们老祖宗亚伯拉罕当年住过的地方啊
It was the place their ancestor Abraham used to live.
今天的什么地方啊
And it's modern day, where?
啊伊拉克
Iraq.
对吧
It's modern day Iraq.
所以这里圣经讲的地方他说北端是黎巴嫩东边是什么伯拉中文翻译是伯拉大河英文是幼弗拉底
So the land the Bible talks about here is from the north side is Lebanon
对
and the west side is river Euphrates
是从这个今天的叫什么巴基斯不是 no, no. 伊朗旁边那个伊拉克
This modern day Iraq
对从伊拉克算起一直到大海边
And all the way east to Mediterranean Sea
这是神讲的话这个范围是我给你们的地
That was the territory that God gave to the Israelites
对吧一直到大海日落之处都要做你们的警戒境界
As far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory.
可惜
Unfortunately.
所有的子子孙孙都只知道 River Jordan, 没有人再提什么幼弗拉底河没有
The offsprings only know about River Jordan and they didn't mention the River Euphrates anymore.
这个意味着什么
What does that mean?
神说我要给你这么大一块地但是他们的信心够大吗
See, God said, I'm going to give you such a big territory.
显然
But how big was their faith?
神的眼光跟人的眼光总是差一大截对吧
So obviously, God's perspective is far different from the perspective of human.
他们只看到从约旦河一直到地中海。
They only saw from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea.
如果他们看懂了神讲的，把这块地全部占下来的话，他们没有今天的问题啊。
If they understood what God really was talking to them,
听得懂吗？
To occupy this whole big
land, 他们的眼光看得太小了。
Today, but their perspective was way smaller.
而且他们也没有把他们占领这块地也没有照着神所说的把所有的外邦人都怎么样赶走 杀绝
Yeah, even though when they occupied that piece of the land they didn't do exactly according to what God said to chase out and kill all the, that, the resident at that time
所以我们人的信心够不上神给我们的那个大的范围
So human race, human faith was really wasn't able to reach the big territory God ascribed to us.
因着这个缘故，我们常常没有办法来真正贯彻神要给我们的这个使命。
Because of that, we could not fully realize the mission God, assigned us.
对，所以意向与使命这件事情是非常重要的。
So,
看你怎么看就决定了你怎么走
Vision and mission are so important It really depends on how you look at it And then that's the way you will go
好那么那约书亚呢就 承担了这一个神给他的托付了
Now Joshua took up the mission God gave to him
那到了第五章呢就是他准备要去打之前忽然间他看到有一位向他显现的那一位叫做什么耶和华军队的元帅
So in chapter 5 before he went out to the battlefield he suddenly had the vision and seeing this person standing before him that was the captain of the host of God's army
他问这一位耶和华军队的元帅是你来帮助我们的呢还是帮助敌人的
He asked this, a captain of the host of the Lord, are you for us or for our enemies?
这也是从人的观点来看的，对不对？要不然你就是帮助我们，要不就是帮助敌人的。
Either you're for us or you're for our adversaries.
那这位元帅说什么？
So what did the captain say?
啊，刚刚我们念的。
We just read about
it. Oh no, 我也不是来帮助你的，也不是来帮助仇敌，我是来做耶和华军队的元帅的。
He said, "No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord."
请问这句话什么意思
？What does that mean? What does the sentence mean?、
啊、我也不是帮你，我也是不是帮他。
So I'm not for you, neither am I for them.
我来做什么？耶和华军队的元帅。
I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord.
我也不是帮你，我也不是帮他，我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。换而言之，他宣告的是什么？他是神。
I am not for you, neither for them, but I come indeed now as captain of the host of the Lord. So, in other words, he was proclaiming he is God.
He's the boss.
He's the boss.
你呢？
Who are you?
我不是来帮你的。
I'm not here for you.
是你来听我的。
And you are to obey me.
把你的鞋子怎么样？脱下来。
Take off your sandals.
所以你就会发现，这里神又给他一个很清楚的认识。
So here God gives him a new clear knowledge.
我们小的时候神听我们的。
So when we were younger,
就跟爸爸妈妈
God listens to us,
听你那个 小孩的话一样。
Listen to their children,
因为他们不懂。
Because they don't understand.
你跟他辩论白浪费时间。
You can't reason with them.
对吧？所以你要什么爸爸妈妈基本就是照你的意思给你的，因为你还小。
Whenever you wanted anything as a young child,
但是有一天你长大了
your parents will give to you. But once you grow older,
那爸爸妈妈让你学什么？
When you're grown up, your parents will ask you to learn to.
爸爸妈妈有一个很重要的旨意，要你来照着爸爸妈妈的意思去奋斗，去创业，对吧？这是父母的旨意。
And they wanted to ask you to go and strive for that.
因为你够大了，你够懂事。
Because you're grown up, you can understand things.
所以在这里也是一样。
So it's the same here.
神要他把一个最重要的观念建立起来。你要得这块神给你们的地之前，你先要搞清楚这个地是神的。
So here it's the same thing here. Before you're able to accomplish God's mission, you need to first and foremost understand this land belongs to God.
我给你有没有条件？
There's is there a condition that I give
有没有条件？
You this land?
到今天以色列人都还没搞清楚这个点呢。
Until today, Israelites still haven't understood this.
为什么他们回来了七十多年？1948回来建国的嘛，对吧？
So Israel has the Israel reestablished the country in 1948.
但是他们虽然这是神给我们祖宗的地，好像他们还没有真正能够占领这个地。
They say this is the land given by our ancestors.
还在那边打的是死去活来。
Somehow they have not fully occupied this piece of the land. They're still, you know, fighting and have wars.
弟兄姊妹，问题在哪里？
So what is the problem?
啊？
Brothers and sisters.
为什么今天以色列人已经回到这个块地了，已经在这里建国七十多年了，可是还是没有办法完全的占领这块地呢？
Why is it that the Israelites have already returned to this land and have already established a country for over 70 years, but they still cannot fully occupy the land?
问题在哪里？
Where's the problem?
我讲过一篇道。
I actually preached before.
因为这块地给你们是有条件的。
Because there's a condition.
对吧？如果你们听耶和华的命令。遵循他的律法，
If you listen to God,
没有去侍奉偶像，
and not serving the idols,
这块地怎么样？就是你们的。
Then the land will be yours.
如果你们没有听耶和华的话，
If you do not listen to
没有遵循耶和华的诫命，
and not obeying his commandments,
偶像，
instead serving idols,
对不起，你们要被赶出这个地。
Then you will be chased away from this land.
对吧？神当年把这些外邦人赶走，是因为他们在那里侍奉偶像。
God chased away those residents, you know, the Gentiles from this land because they worshipped idols.
所以，如果你们也做什么重蹈覆辙，当然我也要把你们赶走。
If you do the same things, for sure I will chase you out of this land also.
为什么？因为这个地。不是你们的，这个地是谁的？
Because land,
是耶和华的吗？
Yours, it is the Lord's.
这个拥有权是很重要的一件事情。
So the ownership is a very important issue.
要认识这个拥有权，把鞋子脱下来。
You got to understand the issue of ownership. Therefore, remove your
sandals. 鞋子脱下来，就你站在仆人的位置，你不是站在主人的位置。
Which means you are standing in the position of a servant, not a master.
弟兄姊妹。懂了没有？
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
这跟你跟我有绝对的关系啊。
This is has such an important relevance to you and me.
所以这个意象非常的重要。
Therefore, this vision is extremely important.
我们的一生，我们要永远记得，
Throughout our lives,
我们不是做 我们一生的什么主人。
We are not the master of our own life.
我们的主人是谁？
Our master
他
is the one in heaven.
我们是为他的旨意而活，不是
为
我的旨意而活。
Purpose, not for my purpose.
这是整个以色列人要教我们的一件事情，我们基督徒也必须好好的回反省这件事情。
This is the lesson the Israelites are teaching us, and we as Christians should really reflect upon this.
好，那现在神要他们一步一步来啊，在这个元帅的带领之下，来把这个旨意来完成。
Now God wants them to accomplish this mission, following the lead of the captain.
对，好。那你就刚刚我带你们念了几段圣经。
So I read some passages for you guys.
他们做了一件很有意思的事。
They did an interesting thing.
他们怎么过约旦河？他第一件事情是过约旦，对吧
？So the first thing they did was crossing the Jordan. How did they do that?
那记得他们的上一代，神要他们做的是过红海，对吧
？You remember the past generation.
这个第二代让他们过约旦
河。And this time, God wants them to pass the River Jordan.
想一想。
Think about this.
过红海的时候
，When they pass the Red Sea，
次序上是哪一件事先，哪一件事情后
？What was the order event? Which thing happened first?
他们来到了红海边。
They arrived at the shore of the Red Sea.
前面是红海。
Red Sea before them.
后面是什么
？And the Egyptian.
埃及的法老跟他的部队。
And the Egyptian pharaoh and soldiers chasing after them.
他们就害怕。
They were greatly afraid.
对吧？然后神对摩西说：“不要害怕。
”And God said to Moses, "Do not be afraid."
把你的杖怎么样？像。红海举起来
，Stretch out your staff toward the Red Sea。
然后这红海就怎么样，分开了
，And the Red Sea split。
那谁先下去
？So who went down first？
啊，抬约柜的。
It was those who carry the covenant。
因为约柜永远行在最前面。
The Ark of the Covenant always walked first。
所以谁抬约柜啊？对不起。
So there was no Ark of the Covenant during the time.
红海没有约柜啊。
So there was no Ark of the Covenant.
所以他们就照着摩西的指示，他们就十二个支派就走过去了。
So they according to Moses' leading, they crossed the Red Sea.
现在四十年后。
12 tribes. So
四十年后。
40 years later.
又过一条河。
Now they are crossing a different river.
这个是红海，上一次是红海，这一次是约旦河。
This is the River of Jordan.
这次有约柜了。
This time there's the Ark of Covenant.
有约柜的时候，神就说叫约柜先下去。
And God said, let the Ark of the Covenant go first.
哪一个先是红水先分开来，然后。约柜下去了。
But this time, what happened first? Did the water split first, or did the Ark of the Covenant go first?
不一样，这一次是。
It's different now.
这一次水没有开，你抬约柜的人先把脚怎么样，踩下去。
This time, the water didn't split until the feet of those people who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant step into the water.
哪个需要更大的信心
？Which one demands more faith？
啊，对，河不会开，
the river
除非
will not split unless
抬约柜的祭司把脚怎么样踩下去
？The feet of the priests who carry the ark of the covenant would step into the water。
四十年前
，40 years before，
水怎么开
？How did the water split？
摩西举杖，水就开。
Moses stretched out his staff, and the water
split
apart.
所以对那一些以色列人来讲，是水开了，他们水分开了以后，他们走干地下去的， 不需要太大的信心。
So to that generation of the Israelites, it was after the waters split, they walked on dry land. So they didn't need too much faith.
只要一点点信心就可以了。
Just a little bit faith.
为什么？
Why?
你没有信心，你还是不敢走。虽然看那么多水，如果塌下来怎么办？
Because if you don't have any faith, you would not dare to walk past either because you see all those wall of water by you, you think, what if it comes down? So you'd be scared.
不怕死嘛。
Yeah, not fully
settled. 但是不管怎么样，总是需要我们有一点点信心，像芥菜籽一样。
So they had a little faith, just like a small, tiny mustard seed.
那等到过约旦河的时候，神叫他们做一个很稀奇的事。
But then at the time of them crossing the Jordan River, God asked them to do a very amazing thing.
祭司把约柜抬到约旦河中间。
The priests would carry the Ark of the Covenant to the middle of the Jordan River.
他们没有走到对岸，就站在这个河底。
They stood on the ground of the river in the middle.
然后十二个支派就在他们面前走过去。
Then the 12 tribes of people walked before them.
但是他们需要做一件特别的事。
And they needed to do something special.
每一个支派派一个人。
Every tribe had a selected person.
把祭司脚下的石头搬一块。
He took
到对面。
A stone from under the feet of those priests and carry them on to the other side of the Jordan River.
然后另外呢，又从刚刚过来的对岸搬十二块石头，怎么样？放在这他们的脚，这个祭司的脚下。
And those people who had crossed the Jordan River will carry a stone, the 12 stones from the other side of the Jordan and to be placed underneath the foot. A feet of those priests.
所以他们走完以后，有十二块石头在对岸，有十二块石头怎么样，在河底。
So after they're done passing the Jordan River, there were 12 stones on the other side of the Jordan and 12 stones at the bottom of the Jordan River.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
啊？哎，知道有这件事情的举手，我看看。
Those who know this story, please raise your hand.
大部分不知道。
Most of us do know.
今天是第一次，是吧？嗯。
So the rest of us.
受洗过的人举手。
So those of us who have been baptized, please raise your hand.
你们基本上都受洗过，
好，
谢谢。
The majority of us have been baptized.
你们受洗过了，居然不知道这个故事什么意思
？Being baptized and still don't know the meaning of the story.
受洗。
Let's think about this.
按照罗马书第六章告诉我们。
Baptism according to Romans 6.
好，发生罗马书六章第一节到第六节解释。什么是受洗？
Romans 6 from chapter 1 verse chapter 6 from verse 1 to 6 explains the meaning of being baptized.
联合于耶稣的死。
One is to be united with the death of Jesus.
所以那一天谁死了？
So on that day, who died?
老我。
The old self died.
对不对？老我在那一天与基督的死联合，就死了，埋了，对吧？
The old self was united with the death of Christ, and we
这是第一个联合。
The old self died and was buried.
第二个联合呢？
That was the first union.
联合于基督的复活。
Is that we are united with God's resurrection.
所以你就得着一个神儿子的生命，对吧？
Therefore, you receive the new life of God's Son.
这是圣经中解释受洗的意义最清楚的一段。
This is the most clear explanation of the meaning of baptism in the Bible. Unfortunately,
90% 的基督徒只知道受洗是泡一下，拿到一张受洗证明可以了。
Only know that they get baptized and receive the certificate, and that's it.
从来没有去好好想一想，为什么
？Think about this carefully. Why and what it represents.
今天这一件事情。整个十二个支派 从约旦河的东边下来，经过约旦河到 对岸去。
This event that we're studying today, that the entire 12 tribes of the Israelites, they started from the north, east side of the River Jordan and walked through the Jordan River to the west, west coast.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's read another passage.
约书亚十七章二十四节。
Joshua
17. 对不起，十九节。
Joshua 17:19.
十七章十九节。
There's no
19. 啊？不对，不是，我要讲的是约书亚记，对不起，还是这一章，我这边这个地方有毛病，是还是同样的，这个第四章的十七节才对。
Joshua 4:19.
对，第四章的十七节。
4:19.
对。那是我们两个人念一下好吧？
We'll take turn reading.
四章十七节到二十四节。
We'll read Joshua 4:17-24.
对，约书亚就吩咐祭司说：“你们从约旦河里上来。”
It came about when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before.
十九节，正月初十，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在基角，在耶利哥的东边安营。
Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal.
对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头什么意思？
Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground.
因为耶和华你们的神在你们面前使约旦河的水干了。等着你们过来，就如耶和华你的神从前在我们面前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。
That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
所以这段话是告诉以色列人，这十二个石头所代表的意义。
So this passage tells the Israelites the meaning of these 12 stones.
这个意思跟你们前面那一代过红海意思一不一样？
So is this the same meaning as those first generation of people crossing the Red Sea?
按照23节是一样的。
According to verse 23, it's the same.
23节说得很清楚。耶和华你们的神在你们面前使约旦河水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。
Verse 23 says, For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea.
四十年前神怎么样用他的手叫红海分开，四十年后同样的这位神叫约旦河的水怎么样分开。
So 40 years before, how God used his hand to dry the Red Sea, he did the same thing today, when he dried the River Jordan.
人来讲不可能，这件事情完全是谁的作为？
It's not possible by human, it's completely God's deed.
而神做这件事是没事好玩做的呢，还是有重要的意义在后头？
But why did God do this? Is it just for pleasure, or is it, does it have an important purpose behind this?
神做每一件事情都有他原因，他的原因的。
Everything God does has his meaning.
好，那么这个哥林多前书十章解释过这件事。
So First Corinthians chapter 10 explains this matter.
他想说，当年以色列人过红海，受洗过了红海，归给谁？摩西。
He said in those earlier days when Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses.
那现在新约呢？我们受洗是归入谁？
Now today, as we are baptized,
归入基督，对吧？
Time, we are baptized into Jesus.
那所以这道水是在红海的时候，是把他们跟埃及的法老分开了。
So this water at the time of the Red Sea separated them from Pharaoh, the Egyptian Pharaoh.
所以主权换了。
So the ownership changed.
对吧？以前他们这两百万人是属于法老的。
These 2 million people used to belong to the Pharaoh.
从今天过了红海以后，法老到哪里去了？
Since the day of the rest, crossing of the Red Sea,
红海底下去，对吧？死了。
Pharaoh was buried in the Red Sea.
那他们从今天开始是属于摩西的了。
From then on, they belong to Moses.
那我们受洗呢？神把我们跟谁分开了？
And when we are baptized, God separated us from who?
啊，我们的法老是谁啊？
Who is our fellow Pharaoh?
这世界的神吗？
It's the God of this world.
这世界的神是代表的是那个埃及法老。
So this the God of this world is represented by the Egyptian Pharaoh.
对，所以这个是埃及埋在水下。
So this is the meaning of Egyptian Pharaoh.
四十年后，他们过约旦。
Now 40 years later,
神叫他们把十二块石头搬过来，十二块石头搬上去，在对岸立起来。
So they God asked them to carry the 12 stones from the bottom of the River Jordan to the opposite side and set it up.
这个代表了什么意思？
What does that mean?
是代表每一个支派抬一块石头，对吧？
It represents each tribe carrying one stone.
对吧？所以每一块石头是代表一个支派。
So each stone represented one tribe.
那这一个过约旦河。
So when they cross the Jordan,
有对面的十二块石头放在河底，新的十二块石头搬到河对面。
Side was carried were carried to the bottom of the River Jordan, and the new stones from the bottom of the River Jordan were carried to the other side.
那按照罗马书六章保罗解释受洗的意义的时候，
According to the explanation by Paul about the meaning of baptism in Romans 6,
好，谁死了？
Who died?
我们的老我，
Our old selves，
埋在水里了，对吧？
Were buried in the water，
谁活了？
Who became alive？
新的生命，基督复活的生命活了，对吧？
The new life， the resurrected life in Christ，
好，那我就要问了，十二块石头对岸的搬到河底什么意思？
So what's the meaning of those 12 stones from the
我的老我
other side of the Jordan being carried
埋在河底了
the water. That means my old self is now buried
对面
的
十二块
the river.
那是个新的我吗？
So now the new stones carried to the other side of the Jordan River the new, represent the new self.
所以这是一个很重要的一个纪念。
That's a very important remembrance.
神要他们做这件事。
God wanted them to do this.
好，这是用十二块石头这样的一个搬家来表明一个属灵的真理。
That is the meaning of the truth represented by these 12 stones being carried back and forth.
为什么老我要埋掉呢？
Why do we need to bury our old selves?
难道老我不能够改良到一个很好的学校哈佛受一点好的教育将来变一个有用的人呢？
Can't we just reform our old selves like you know, being educated in a top-notch university like Harvard and become a better person?
这不是简单一点吗？
Isn't that simpler?
神偏偏要做这一件事呢？
But why did God want to do this specific thing?
这里要有一件事情神要让我们每一个人明白。
There is one thing God really wants each one of us to understand.
我们这个老我 可爱不可爱啊
Is our old self lovely?
你每天照镜子干嘛
You
啊不可爱
Why
你看了那个镜子就
look at yourself in the mirror?、
啊、这边又刷那边又挤的
If it's not lovely, why do you admire yourself in the mirror every day?
啊所以你这个老我这辈子看了从越看越可爱不是吗
So we see ourselves as quite lovely.
不然你买那么多化妆品干嘛
Otherwise, why do you buy all these cosmetics?
对吧就是因为你觉得你很漂亮越涂越漂亮
Because you think you're beautiful and you become more beautiful with those cosmetics.
是从你的眼光是的我还是蛮可爱的老婆老公都还蛮喜欢我的
Well indeed in your own eyes I'm pretty lovely and that's why my spouse does love me
但是很可惜从神的眼光看我们这个老我叫做什么或者是无药可救
Unfortunately from God's perspective our old selves are hopeless
我们这个老我有一个基本的难题
There's a deadly problem, basic problem of our old selves.
立志为善，由得我。
I strive to do good.
只是行出来，由不得我。
But I cannot help from doing bad things.
我越想行善。
The more I want to do good.
我越作恶。
The more.I do evil.
我越想讨神的 喜悦
The more I want to please the Lord
我离神越远
The farther away I go
保罗曾经有一个呼喊
Paul had one kind of cry
他的呼喊说我真是苦啊
Oh how wretched am I
有谁能够救我
Who
脱离
can save me
这一个虚死的身体呢
This dying body.
有没有这个呼喊呢
Do you remember that cry?
所以这就是老我的最根本的问题。
That is the foundational problem of our old selves.
我们都愿意爱主，我们都愿意照主的旨意去做，但是等到你真正去做的时候，你又发现你做不了。
We all desire to love God and to do according to God's will, but when we actually do it, we realize we really cannot.
所以神给我们这个老我不是去哈佛读个博士改良改良。
So this old self is not going to be reformed by just going to Harvard.
是无药可救。
It's hopeless.
对神说只有一个方法。
God said there's only one way.
什么方法跟我儿子一同不要那么快嘛埋之前还得怎么样钉死十字架
That is first to be nailed on the cross together with my son
这是神给我们最后的宣判
That's God's final verdict for us
跟我的儿子同钉十字架
Nail on the cross together with my son
保罗发现
Paul found
这个秘密
Paul found the secret
所以他能够很大胆的宣告
That's why he was able to proclaim boldly
如今活着不再是我
Today it's no longer I who live
就着这世界而论
To this world
我保罗已经怎么样钉死在十字架上
I've been nailed to the cross
就着我而论
As to me
谁钉在十字架上世界钉在十字架上
The world has been nailed to the cross
意思就是说我跟这个世界我跟我这个老我怎么样彻底分家了
I am completely separated from this world from this old self
我本来没有办法救我自己的
I was not able to save myself
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord
神怎么救我
God is able to save me.
我们开始听福音的时候，感谢赞美主，他替我死。
When we first listened to the gospel, we would say, "Oh, praise the Lord, because He died for me."
那本来我该上 钉死十字架，但是他爱我，他为我上了十字架，不是吗？
I ought to go on to the cross, but because he loves me so much, he went to the cross for me.
所以我就不必什么？
So that I don't.
我就不必死了。
So that I don't have to die.
为我而死。
He died for me.
这是福音我们刚刚开始的认识。
This is the gospel, our initial understanding.
哦，慢慢你信了主有一段日子以后，你就开始说，神啊，我真是苦啊。
Then after a while, after you believe in the Lord,
谁能救我
脱离？ You started to understand and cry out to the Lord that, oh, how wretched I am.
那是你过了一段时间，
Who can save me from this?
你想遵行神的律法，你会发现，愿意在于你。行出来，由不得你。
Because after a while, after you believe in the Lord, you realize even though you desire to do God's will, somehow you just cannot.
当你来到这个关口的时候，
when you arrive at that point,
神就开始让你看见
God starts to
see
this
石头的故事。
This story of the stones.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
那一个十二块老石头。埋在约旦河底。
These 12 old stones are buried underneath the River Jordan.
有新的十二块石头从约旦河搬到对岸去了。
And 12 new stones from underneath the River Jordan are carried toward the other side of the Jordan.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，我已经与他同死同埋葬。
I have been nailed with the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. I was buried and.
所以这个老我的最终的归属是哪里？
So what was the final resting place of the old self?
十字架。
It's the cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，十字架实在是一个奥秘。
So dear brothers and sisters, the cross is really a mystery.
你开始听福音的时候，这个十字架是耶稣为你而死。
At first, when you heard the gospel, the cross was that Jesus died for you.
我们听了都很高兴。
We are all happy when hearing this.
因信称义。
The justification by faith.
对吧？我们因为信耶稣在十字架上为我而死，现在我可以不用死了。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, and I have faith in that, and I don't have to die anymore.
所以你信了耶稣的吗？
That's why you believed in the Lord.
所以我也信了耶稣吗？
That's why I believed in.
对吧？结果信了耶稣，过了两年又说不太一样了，变了。
But after 2 years, things have changed.
什么变了？
What changed?
十字架还有个背面。刚刚讲的十字架的正面，现在有个反面。
There's another side of the cross.
什么是这个十字架的反面？
The positive side, and then there's also the opposite side. What's the backside?
耶稣对你说，你不用活了。
The backside of the cross was that Jesus told you, you don't need to live.
你跟我的儿子怎么样？同钉十字架。
Nail on the cross together with my son Jesus.
你必须跟我的儿子一同。定十字架，
you need to be, you must be nailed on the cross together with my son Jesus and be buried.
那一天你就什么？结束。
That day you're done.
那真正叫做一死百了。
That is truly a death is the end.
如今活着不再是我。
Today it's no longer I who live.
这是基督徒的福音。
This is the Christian's gospel.
你第一个听到的福音。
The first gospel.
耶稣为你而死。
Jesus died for you.
罪人的福音。
That was the gospel for the sinners.
对吧？我是犯罪，得罪了人，又得罪了神。神啊，求你赦免我。
I sinned against the people and against God. Oh Lord, please forgive me.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16.
深爱世人。
The Lord, God so loved the world.
甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him
shall not perish
but have everlasting life. That was the gospel of the sinners.
这是十字架的正面。
That's the face of the cross.
但是慢慢慢慢你慢慢追求就开始发现我的问题还不止那么简单宝血洗净我的罪我还有更深层次的问题那个问题在哪里我的思想我整个的这个人我整个的这个魂是一个以谁为中心的魂呢是我为中心的
As you pursue further, gradually you realize that I have bigger problems than dealing with the sin. It's the issue of my soul.
你看以色列人的故事，以色列人在旷野的故事。
The stories of the Israelites in the wilderness.
就是红海来讲，他们得救了没有
？In terms of the Red Sea,
得救了。
Saved,
他们都从
yes, they were.
过了红海，离开了埃及，都得救了吗？
After they crossed the Red Sea and they left the Egypt and they were saved.
可是神给他们两个考试。
But God gave them two tests.
那两个考试怎么考的
？What were the two tests？
第一个考试
，First，
他们在神面前表态
，They，
凡耶和华所吩咐的
，Whatever you commanded us，
我们都要遵行
，We will obey。
两百万人一起效忠，向神表态，我们都要遵行。
People whole，
那是
，Yes， studying unison， we will。
有史以来最伟大的奋兴大会。
That was like the greatest gathering meeting that they had.
人人向上帝表态，我们要效忠，要遵行耶和华的律法。
Everybody promised to God that they will obey God and follow His commandments.
从老到小，每一个人都如此，都说阿门。
From the oldest to the youngest, and everybody said, "Oh, Amen."
神就考一考。
So God tested them.
把摩西调到山上去。
He took Moses up to the top of the mountain.
一去无踪无影。
For a long time without appearing.
大家就急了，就来找亚伦了。
So, people got anxious and they found Aaron.
摩西不见了。
Moses disappeared from us.
我们下面怎么办
？What we do?
所以他们就造了金牛，对吧
？So they made a golden calf.
所以这是第一个考试失败了
，That was the first test.
失败了还是成功了
？Did the Israelites pass? No, they failed.
他们都说我要遵行耶和华的话，但是一考试，每一个都在拜偶像。
They all said we're going to follow the commandments of the Lord, but when the test came, each one of them worshipped the idol instead.
造了一个金牛代替耶和华，对吧
？They made the golden calf to
replace. 第二个考试。就是我们刚开始他们来到了这个迦南地的南方南地派了十二个探子去考一考看看你们愿不愿意去把这个地打下来
The second test was what we mentioned in the beginning of today's sermon that they sent the 12 spies to check out the land of Canaan and whether they were willing to go to the battle to conquer the land
那个考试又是零分，对吧？
Again,
只有两个人，只有两个人及格，其他全零分。
Only two people passed,
所以
all the rest had a grade of zero.
这一些以色列人历史证明一件事：以色列人愿不愿意遵行耶和华的话，就着良心来讲。
So these Jewish history
confirm
two things: Are they willing to obey God's word? Yes, they do.
事实摆出来的是什么呢？
But the fact.
这考试过不了的。
They were not able to pass the exams.
过不了，我们都愿意遵循耶和华的律法，可是一考试都是零分。
We all wanted to obey the law of the God, Lord, but once we faced the exams, we all failed.
我们的问题是在灵魂的里头的问题。
It's about our souls. It's in the
soul. 我们的魂是一个自私自利的人。
Our soul is a selfish.
我们没有办法爱神。
We are not able to love God.
我们爱来爱去最爱谁啊
We love ourselves only.
对吧
Right?
所以
So,
我们是这样的一个意识形态 我们永远没有办法爱神
That we're not able to love God. It's just impossible.
所以今天神做是这么一大的一个工作
so,
第一个过了红海第二个要过约旦
约
红海埋掉的是法老埃及约旦埋掉的是谁啊
River Jordan.
老我
And the Red Sea buried the Egyptian Pharaoh whereas the River Jordan buried our old self
这两个埋葬是不一样的
These two burials are different
看出来了没有
Do you recognize that?
受洗是解决哪一个问题？
What does the baptism solve? Which problem does baptism solve?
按照罗马书六章一节到六节，是把你的旧人、你的老我给怎么样对付掉
？Baptism is dealing with the old self.
好，最后。
Okay, lastly.
因为如果不结束的话，下面很麻烦。
I have to end quickly.
这个基甲在这里。
About Gilgal.
基甲这是很重要一个地点了、啊。
Gilgal is an important
geological
location.
这两百万人上来之后要去打下这个应许之地。神第一站就是要他们把在基甲把重要的事情先搞定。
God wants them to settle an important thing in Gilgal.
他们如果不是从基甲把事情搞定，后面免谈。
If they cannot settle this issue in Gilgal, there's nothing that's going to follow.
你如果往下去读约书亚记，他们每次要打什么仗，总是回到基甲，再从基甲出发往下打仗。
If you read the remaining part of Joshua, you realize every time that they have something that happened, they'll have to come back to Gilgal.
好，基甲第一件事情就是十二块石头。
So Gilgal, the first issue is the 12 stones.
我解释完了，我希
望
每个人都懂了。十二块石头代表的意义。
I hope everybody understands now the meaning of the 12 stones.
下一个。
The next one.
我们来看约书亚记的第五章。
Let's look at Joshua 5.
我们要念第五章第二节到第九节。
We'll read Joshua 5:2-9.
我们两个人轮流哈。
Again, we'll take turn reading from the.
那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你制造火石刀。”第二次给以色列人行割礼。
So Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gilgal Haraloth.
约书亚行割礼的缘故，是因为从埃及出来的众民，就是一切能打仗的男子，出了埃及以后都死在旷野了。
For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised.
第六节，以色列人在旷野走了四十年，等到国民就是出了埃及的兵丁都消灭了，因为他们没有听从耶和华的话。耶和华曾向他们启示，必不容他们看见耶和华向他们列祖所启示应许赐给我们的地，就是流奶与蜜之地。
Their children whom he raised up in their place, Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them along the way.
第九节，耶和华对约书亚说：“我今日。”将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了，因此那地方名叫基甲，直到今日。好，这是一段圣经。
So this is the passage.
解释了在基甲做的第二件事。
Explaining the second thing that was done in Gilgal.
什么事？刚刚我们念的。
What was that?
啊
，We just read.
割礼，对吧
？Circumcision.
割礼。从什么时候开始
？When did circumcision start？
亚伯拉罕。
From the time of Abraham。
那亚伯拉罕一生几岁的时候，神叫他行割礼
？How old was Abraham when God asked him to be circumcised？
啊，九十九。
He was 99 years old。
九十九发生了什么大事？
What happened in that year when he was 99 years old? What was the major event?
我再念一段圣经，我相信有的人念过，有人没有念过。
Let's read another passage. I believe some may not have read it.
我们两个人在念哈。
Let's read again. From
这个是创世纪十七章。
So Genesis 17.
就是亚伯拉罕九十九岁行割礼的那段历史。
It's about the about how Abraham was circumcised at the age of 99.
第十节，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
十二节，你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你的后裔之外用银子买的，外人买的，生来第八日都要受割礼。
A servant who is born in your house, or who is bought with your money, shall surely be circumcised. Thus shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
好，停一下。
So let's pause here.
到这里为止，神对亚伯拉罕说，你们家所有的男丁，不管是生的还是买的，通通要行割礼。
Up to this point, God told Abraham, all the males in your household, regardless if they were born into the household or you bought with your money, shall be circumcised.
Okay, 这是我与你们立的约。
This is my covenant.
有效期多久？
How long is this covenant?
你们有没有犹太人朋友？
Do you have Jewish friends?
如果有的话，你问问他，你有没有行割礼。
If you have, you would ask them whether they have been circumcised.
如果他是男的，他会告诉你，有，这是我们犹太人的。
If he's a male, he'll tell you, yes.
传统。
All Jewish people.
但是你问他，你们犹太人为什么要行割礼？
But if you ask them, why would Jewish people be circumcised?
这是我们祖宗告诉我们的。
They'll just say it's the tradition passed on from the ancestors.
做的事情是你祖宗告诉你的，请问你知道为什么吗？
If you do something just as a tradition passed on by the ancestors, do you think you know what you're doing?
这叫做遗传，传统。
This is just tradition.
我们只知其然，却不知其所以然。
We only know to do it, but not understanding why.
所以犹太人是很遵守神的话的，在某一个程度上，只要所有讲外表的事情，他们都规规矩矩给你做的。
Jews really follow God's commandments, especially those by the letter.
所以到今天，所有的男丁，只要你是以色列人，你一定会行割礼的。
That's why all males, among the Israelites, they would do the circumcision.
但是这个事情等到福音传到外邦的时候，就开始成为问题了。
But this issue became a problem when the gospel was spread to the Gentiles.
我们在使徒行传你就看到，福音开始从犹太人转向外邦人中间，有外邦人信耶稣了。
We learn from the book of Acts that when gospel was spread to from Jerusalem to the Gentiles.
结果就引起了一个大问题。
And it started with a big problem.
犹太的基督徒就对那些外邦的基督徒说，你们信耶稣很好，但是要行割礼。
Jewish Christians said to the Gentile Christians that great, you are believing in the Lord Jesus, but you need to be circumcised also.
所以外邦人傻眼了，我们要不要行割礼？
And the Gentiles were puzzled, should we be baptized, circumcised?
那就开了个耶路撒冷大会。
So there was this meet, the great conference of the Jerusalem conference.
结论是什么？
And the conclusion was,
外邦人信了耶稣不需要行割礼。
The Gentiles need not to be circumcised after they believe in the Lord Jesus.
这是结论，但是等到
保
罗继续传道的时候，他们只要回到耶路撒冷，带了外邦人来，犹太人还是要求这些外邦人要行割礼。所以这个问题一直让犹太人过不去。
But as Paul continued to preach, whenever he brought a Gentile back to Jerusalem, this issue of circumcision always came back up again. So this was a lingering problem.
我们就要来稍微把神什么时候叫亚伯拉罕行割礼这件事情要回想一下。
So we really need to, think back about when God asked Abraham to be circumcised.
你如果去读亚伯拉罕的历史。
If you read about the history of Abraham,
亚伯拉罕什么时候因信称义？
When was Abraham justified by faith?
好，是在创世纪第几章？
In which chapter of Genesis?
十五章。
Genesis 15.
对吧？在创世纪十五章，
Genesis 15.
这个那一天我们如果你去读这段对话，
If you read the dialogue between
就是神应许要给他一个儿子。
The Lord and Abraham, the Lord promised to give Abraham a son.
对，因为那个时候亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
Because Abraham did not have a son.
他只有个养子。
He only had an adopted son.
神说我要给你一个儿子。
And God said, I will give you a son.
他说什么？我信。
What did he say? He said, yes, I believe.
好，那在十五章的这个第五节第六节。
15 verses 5 and 6 says,
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
And he took him outside and said, now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants.
好，第六节说什么？
So verse 6 says,
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义，这是全人类中第一个信，因信称义。
Then he, verse 6 says, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. So this is among the human race that was the first person who was justified by faith.
这里因信称义的理由是什么？
So what was the reason for his justification by faith?
那一个，你的后裔将要如此。那个字有讲究的。
It says your descend shall, so shall your descendants be.
英文翻译成 descendants.
The English
但是如果你有 King James 的版本。
But if you have the King James version of the Bible.
King James 不是翻译成 descendants.
It was not translated as descendants.
它翻译成 seed, S-E-E-D, 单数的。
It was translated as seed, the singular form of seed.
为什么是 seed 单数呢？
So why was the singular form seed?
因为这个是一个特别的人物。
Because that refers to a special person.
这个种 seed 是种嘛，对吧？
So the seed refers to.
谁说过？
Who mentioned that actually?
在创世纪的第三章。
In Genesis 3.
亚当夏娃犯罪了。
After Adam and Eve sinned.
亚当夏娃蛇，神就问他们。
So God asked Adam, Eve, and the.
有一段对话。
There was a dialogue there.
在对话里面，神对蛇说过什么话
？In that conversation, God said to the snake.
有一个女人的种，要打破你的头，你的后裔要伤他的脚跟。
The Lord God said to the serpent, You, what is that? And I will put enmity before you and the woman, and you and seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
这是一个最早的一个预言。
That was the first prophecy.
谁叫做女人的后裔？
So what is the seed descendant of the woman?
这里又翻译成 descendant 都是错的，应该是。The seed of woman.
So again, it shouldn't be, the translation is wrong to say descendant. It should be the seed of woman.
这个 seed, 而且绝对是单数，不可以是复数。
And that seed has to be the singular form and not the plural form.
全人类按照圣经讲。
The entire human race, according to the Bible,
都是男人的后裔，只有一个人例外。
Are all descendants of man except one person.
那一个唯一例外的人就是耶稣，他是女人的后裔，他的出生跟男人没有关系的。
The only exception is Jesus. He was the seed of a woman.
所以这一段神与撒旦中间的这个对话，隐藏着这一个女人的后裔。那个人后来保罗告诉我们，那个女人是谁，后裔是谁。
So this hidden meaning of this seed of woman, later the Bible tells us is the Lord Jesus.
好，那如果我们明白这一个真理，
if we understand this truth,
那这里当神对亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔将要如此，亚伯拉罕信，神就称他为义。这一段话因信称义。原因是在于那个女人的后裔，那个 seed 是整个事情的核心。
So here when God says to Abraham, so shall your seed be, and he believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. So now, Abraham's faith, the core of his faith resides on the seed of woman.
好，那现在这是他第一次的因信称义。
Now that was his first justification by faith.
神没有叫他行割礼。
But God didn't ask him to be circumcised
at that moment. 大概是75岁到80岁吧。
He was about 75 to 80 years old at that time.
然后就等一年、两年、三年，儿子都没有。
He waited 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. He still didn't have a son.
等到85了。
When he was 85 years old,
他老婆急了。
His wife was anxious.
老婆几岁啊？
How old was his wife?
他比他小十岁。
She was 10 years younger than Abraham.
他说我老了，生不出来了。
He said, I'm too old to bear any children.
那我有一个下女，你跟她同房，生一个算我的。
I have a servant girl. Why don't you sleep with her and we can have a child and it'll be counted toward as mine.
亚伯拉罕就跟夏甲同房，生了一个儿子，他的名字叫以斯玛利，这是他第一个儿子。
So Abraham slept with Hagar, the servant girl of Sarah, and they had a son called Ishmael.
他几岁？
How old was he?
86.
He was 86 years old.
好， Happy birthday.
So it was a time.
Happy birthday 唱了13年。
So they sang happy birthday.
从86一直唱到99。
Until Abraham was 99 years old.
神13年没有跟亚伯拉罕讲一句话都没有。
God didn't say anything to Abraham for
到了99岁神讲话。
Then when he was 99 years old,
神讲话了。
God started to speak.
说明年这个时候你要生一个儿子。
He said, next year, this time next year, you will have a son.
他说不用了，你已经给我了。这个儿子就是那个十三岁的以斯玛利。愿以斯玛利活在你面前。
You already given me Ishmael, so may Ishmael live before you.
神马上说，不然。
God said no.
那不是我给你的。
That's not the one that I give.
我给你的是明年你跟你老婆生的那个才算。
The one that I give to you will be from you and your own wife.
他差点昏倒。
He almost fainted.
这是十三年的误会。
That was a misunderstanding for 13
years. 年年唱 Happy Birthday, 这是我神给我的。
Every year I sing Happy Birthday because God gave this son to me.
现在神说不是，那不是我给你的，是你自己搞来的。
Now God said, no, that's not the son I gave you. It is your own.
所以神不认这个账，说以斯玛利不是我给你的。
God didn't count the son.
我给你的是明年你跟你自己的老婆生的那个才算。
But the son that I will give you is going to be born by you and your own wife.
那圣经就说，他已经99了。他老婆是90了，要生一个儿子有门没门啊？没门。救的人说不可能，但是上帝说可能，明年就有个儿子，他信。所以圣经说，神称他为义，这是第二次。
That's why Bible said it reckoned to him as righteousness. That's the second time.
这是写在罗马书四章的。
That was recorded in Romans 4, 20,
22, 23.
22 and 23.
所以这就算为他的义，算他为义这句话，不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义的人写的。
So Romans 4, 22 and 23. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. Now, not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him.
所以这是99岁的时候因信称义。
So that was the justification by faith when he was 99 years old.
神说你们要行割礼。
Now God said, be circumcised.
为什么？
Why?
20年前80岁的时候没有行割礼，现在99了，神说行割礼。
He was not circumcised at age 80, like 20 years before, but now he was 99 years old, and God said, you got to be circumcised.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
为什么20年前没有叫他行?现在20年后行?
Why did God not ask him to be circumcised 20 years before, but now?
因为现在这个儿子跟20年前神跟他讲的那一个是同一个原则，是你跟你老婆生的，那现在到99岁，这个事情终于要成功了。
Because this son, the principle about this son is the same as what God spoke to Abraham 20 years before, that you and your own wife will have a son.
80岁的时候
he accomplished.
他信神要给他一个儿子，请问他信谁？
At age 80, he believed that God would give him a son. Who do you think he believed at that time?
妈，名义是我信神。
On the surface, it says, I believe in God.
等了五年得不到的话，他信谁？
But 5 years later,He didn't get a son. Who do you think he believed in?
他还是相信，高半天我跟我老婆想想办法，帮神一把。
He still believed in himself. He said, "I and my wife are going to do something to help God."
人好心帮神一把，生了一个伊斯玛利。神说我不认账。
We have a good. The human has good intention to help God out, and so they gave birth to Ishmael. But God said that doesn't count.
所以神没有叫他行割礼。
So God didn't ask him to be circumcised.
二十年后
But now 20 years later
明年这个时候你跟你的老婆有一个儿子就人来讲不可能但是神说你要给我一个我信
Jesus God said now next year this time next year you and your wife will have a son it is impossible from the human perspective but I will give you one
所以神说你及格了
And Abraham said, yes, I believe. And God said, okay, you pass the test.
好那请问割礼什么意思
So now God said, be circumcised. So what is the
need
to be circumcised?
但是
It's the same justification by faith.
有一个因信称义要他学的功课二十年
But there was a lesson learned by him about the justification by faith for 20 years.
这个学的是什么功课
What was the lesson that he had to learn from that past 20 years?
保罗就给了一个结论
Paul gave this conclusion
这个腓立比书第三章
In Philippians 3
他说以神的灵敬拜神而对自己的肉体没有信心的人这叫做真割礼
It says who worship in the spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and it was the correct
one No confidence
and, Yeah So 3 Sorry Philippians 3:3For we are the true circumcision who worship the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
这一点最重要了。
This is the most important part.
这个割礼真正的意义是当你只信神的话而不相信自己那就对了。
The true meaning of circumcision is that you believe in the word of God but not hold confidence in your own flesh.
因为神要做的事情我们永远要学一个功课只有他可以做
Because what God wants to do is we should forever learn this lesson that only he can do things.
你做的荣耀归给谁
Whatever you do
啊你做的荣耀当然是归给你
Whatever you do, the glory seems to go to you.
但有一天你知道不是你做的。
But one day you realize it's not what you do.
是他做的。
But what God does.
荣耀归给谁
And glory belongs to
归给他。
Him.
对了没有、okay. 我们很容易什么呀偷偷摸摸把那个荣耀归给谁
It's very easy that we steal God's glory.
就是有割礼与没有割礼的区别。
That's the difference between circumcision and no circumcision.
懂了没有
Do you understand now?
没有懂。
I guess not.
你要学这个、这个只有到你学会了你就懂。
We gotta learn that lesson.
庄严之
When you learn it,
现在神要他们这过红海到了这个不是过了约旦到了这个这一案的时候在基甲神要他们全部行割礼道理在此
Now after they cross the river Jordan God wants them to be circumcised in the place of Gilgal that is the reason
因为下面他们要做的是什么工作
Because what are they going to do next
30年要跟这大群迦南七族怎么样征战。
For the subsequent 30 years, they need to have battles against the seven tribes of the land of Canaan.
神要让他们经历这个征战，只有依靠谁可以得胜。
God wants them to experience those battles would only be victorious if they depend on who?
只有神能够帮他们打败所有这些巨人呢、啊、
Only God can help them defeat all the giants.
所以他们必须要站在一个不败的位置，这个不败的位置就是在基甲行什么割礼，对自己的肉体怎么样失去信心，而只相信神的话。
They have to stand on the ground of like unfailing ground, which is that they by through circumcision they will have no faith in their have no confidence in their own flesh, but only believe in the word of God.
这个问题解决，下面就可以打仗了。
Once they resolve that problem, they can start the battles.
低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你在我们一生中带领我们行这一条。天路
You lead us throughout lives this heavenly path.
你要我们得着，你要赐给我们每一个人的属灵的产业。
You want us to receive the spiritual inheritance from you.
这是你的旨意。
This is your will.
但是你要我们学一个重要的属灵的功课。
But you also want us to learn this important spiritual lesson.
靠着自己，不可能。
That is, it's impossible by ourselves.
只有靠着神的话。
It's only by the word of God.
主啊，这个功课需要我们一辈子来学习。
Lord, we gotta learn this lesson throughout our lives.
求你把这段话的灵意启示给我们每一个基督徒。
May you reveal the spiritual meaning of this passage to each one of us Christians.
让我们学得会，学得好。
So that we can learn it well and learn it fully.
叫你的旨意可以借着我们来完成。
May your will be accomplished through us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
荣耀归给主。
May glory be to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.